It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Len, this week, Mythos, we talked about it a few weeks ago in the podcast, and it was the most dangerous, most lethal, most devastating, world-ending model yet from Anthropic. And now we find out a couple of guys in Discord just guessed the URL, got access to it.
How lucky did they get? I don't think it's just sheer luck. They had a plan. They had at least some knowledge on how to get in. So good for them for doing it. And I could just lay the groundwork here. So this Mythos stuff, we talked about it in the past, and it's the AI tool that's been designed to help find vulnerabilities in complex software like Linux, OpenBSD,
yeah,
and others. But
FFmpeg was on that list. There's a handful of things, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of the big boys. So a small group of individuals that were on a private Discord forum managed to get access to this using social engineering tactics and being a little bit lucky, a little bit conniving, a little bit smart, I guess. And so how did they get access to this, right? This thing is kind of locked behind closed doors. Really just the big boys could have access to it right now. Well, a third-party contractor was kind of responsible, and in a way which is incredibly lucky, because by chance one of the people on a Discord they had connections to the contractor over there so they were able to use the vendor access environment, and that alone didn't get them in, but it got them at least one step closer to Mythos. And they needed to use pattern recognition, and that was done just based on the URL and the structures that they use over there. And you looked at previous internal previews, looked at how the URLs were done. They made some guesses, and they ended up finding the hidden endpoint for the Project Glass Wing. So it didn't take a lot of effort to get there, but they had to do a little bit of trial and error with what information they had. And they also leveraged some knowledge from a previous breach at Mercor, and that's an AI recruiting startup. And with that, they were able to verify exactly what the internal code names, what they should be looking for. So with all this knowledge, they were able to apply it. And so, well, the problem is, it's not just simply that the contractor had access, right? Like, that's one of the issues. They had a permanent login. That's a red flag, right? So they should not have been given a permanent login. They should have some sort of login that gives them time, short period of time in which they do so, and then maybe closes or new password is issued. So that's red flag number one. The contractor getting a permanent login, that's number one red flag. They also should be putting in restrictions like security keys, like using those YubiKeys keys, for instance. And that should be a way to get into Project Glasswing. So without that, if they put this in place, it would have been very difficult, I would say impossible, to get into this. So those two things are bad. The third thing is, I mentioned the naming system. They have a poor naming system that people could simply try to guess the URL if they have pseudo access to this. And if they were able to just generate some random names, something that would be virtually impossible to guess for the URLs, well, that would stop people from getting access like this. Also, they don't have any blacklists, right? If you're doing some URL hunting and you're trying to get in, they didn't put up any blacklists against IP. So almost unlimited or virtually unlimited guesses. Bad, bad network security over here. So with all this being said, I think Anthropic sort of dodged a bullet, but maybe not. I'll explain. These guys, they managed to get in, but they didn't use it to find any zero-day vulnerabilities in software. That would have been disastrous if they got access to a zero-day and started employing that and using it, you know, in the wrong hands. That could be a real issue. But no, they were vibe coding, man. They spent their time testing the model's limit in a ways that were not malicious. They were generating complex snippet code, and they were running general logic tests to see how it compared to earlier versions of Claude. So really, in the end, they didn't do anything bad except to show that there are some weak links over here. But these guys are idiots. took screenshots. They did live demonstrations for journalists, including Bloomberg, to verify the breach. So it's going to take, you know, not too long before these guys are found out, because Discord is where they were congregating. That's a centralized service. And if people want to get access to information on there, they could twist their arms and get it. The Department of Justice and regulators, they are pissed because Mythos is classified as a dual-use technology, and this could be used as a digital weapon. So this isn't just somebody just doing a corporate hack. This is a national security risk. And so the people involved here, they could potentially be nailed to the cross. Also the contractor, too. They could be dealing with some civil lawsuits because there may be a breach of the NDA that has been violated as a result of all this. This I find funny because this is the software that should be finding vulnerabilities to crack it and stop it. And even itself, there's some issues to get in. Like, it's ironic. That's all I got to say. It's very ironic. Oh, I can't hear you, Joey.
Sorry, I was muted. How do you feel if you're an Anthropic investor today? You have this company that's, you know, being valued in the trillions of dollars during the most recent fundraising rounds. And what have you seen in the last month or so? You've seen four failures, maybe more than that, depending on how you view the model failures and dumbing down of the models. You had the CMS misconfiguration about a month ago, the NPM source code leak from, I think, 2 weeks ago. Now this, they're admitting on Twitter that they've dumbed down some of the coding models and tweaked the, the plan limits to protect from overuse. If you're a max level user, like I have a 5X max account, the limits have gone from 4 hours, I think, to 5 hours now. So they reset on 5 hour intervals instead of four. There's peak hours, like when you use your washing machine in Ontario, there's peak hydro hours and peak hours over on Anthropic's products. And maybe best of all, it looks like they are now testing different plan levels and limits for new users. So now you can either get a pro account, which is basically, you know, expanded chat and not much else. And the next level up is a 10X max account as opposed to the 5X that was offered before. Because I think if you look back at some of their statements and some of their strategies, Dario Amodei, their CEO, has said a few times that, founder and CEO, I should say, has said a few times that they viewed it as a mistake to try and pick up more compute, you know, earlier this year or late last year because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to meet demand and having that extra compute would bury them financially. Well, they were really, really off base there. On top of that, you have this story or this, you know, announcement today from OpenAI that the new GPT model is really, really strong. I think they're on 5.6 or 5.7 over there. You'll have to look that up if you're listening or watching. But it's really strong. Don't forget that that also does image gen and a few other things that Claude doesn't, because the whole ethos for Claude was we're going to focus on code, co-work, this type of stuff, and let someone else do image gen. Great. But, you know, it turns out that they don't seem to be doing any of this stuff really well right now. And then the Mythos thing that you've broken down here so well. Yeah, you know, they claim to be a cybersecurity company basically at this point, right? They gave access to this extremely capable model to a bunch of American companies to make sure that they got ahead of any vulnerabilities that were found in their software and their platforms, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, didn't think to, like, forget the URL stuff. How about just revoking contractor access at the end of a contract? Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't even think to do that? You didn't do it? You couldn't get the bot to do it? To me, this is a significant problem with Anthropic, but it's actually, it's symptomatic. Excuse me, what we're seeing from this company now. We're seeing more and more holes in the story and seeing more and more issues with the delivery of a quality service. This company was at the top of the heap, you know, only 2 weeks ago, let's say, whenever we did the Mythos video, and now seems to be, I think, falling off of its perch. Now, the other side of the story, of course, Len, is that this is more marketing. These journals were able to show people that they had, you know, all this, that the Mythos model was able to really work and function at a high level. And they didn't think to sell on dark web. They didn't think to sell to a state. They didn't think to use it for anything profitable, I think it would be the sort of most blanket appropriate term. And to your point, if we don't see any arrests or hear any stories about this, is it fair to say that this was a marketing ploy? It may be. I don't know. The controlled release thing that Anthropic's been talking about, this idea that they have to really slow down who gets it and how and who has access to it. Well, if the vendors and contractors have access to it, then how dangerous is it really? You know, you would never give a visiting contractor the nuclear codes out of convenience or give them something that would endanger the program. But here, I'm led to believe that this thing was the most incredible AI product ever manufactured. It very well may be. And that it was dangerous to release to the public, but you gave it to somebody who had like temp access and never revoked it. There wasn't like a strict protocol around this stuff. It doesn't really jive with the story that Anthropic's been telling. And I'll just wrap with this. I agree that the guys who found this, assuming that everything else I said was, you know, incorrect for some reason, which honestly on this show barely ever happens because I think we got our ears to the pavement here. Assuming everything else I said was incorrect, then these guys really did Anthropic a favor. They didn't share any of this with anybody. They contacted a journalist of all people, Bloomberg, among others, to tell them they had found the gap and were able to access the entire pipeline for Mythos. And I think other models as well. I gotta say, this really feels to me like, a company that is headed the wrong direction all of a sudden. Do you feel the same way? You're not really as big an AI user as I am, but I have to tell you that looking at some of the stuff from OpenAI today about the new GPT model, seeing how Opus 4.7 is kind of letting me down. I'll give you an example. I'm trying to build an automated social media thing with like some Nano Banana integration and maybe some Instagram and Facebook integration. Should be fairly simple because I can actually point the bot to an app that I want it to basically clone. It can't do it. It gets hung up on really basic stuff. Like if I try and tell it that I want to import a calendar from Excel to schedule the posts, it tells me that it can do it and then it just can't. And so the app, regardless of what else is being coded, is useless. I'm seeing this as well in stuff like Nano Banana prompting, where I've had to make some changes to stuff that I've been using for months at this point to get images and other stuff. For example, when we do this show, you know, we use the transcript and it gives me ideas for viral openers and stuff like that. This is stuff that everyone on social media does. And I just have a hard time understanding how these guys went from the top of the mountain to now really, really dealing with unhappy customers, a lackluster product, and it seems to me also lackluster security only 2 weeks after telling everybody that they were the ones who were at the forefront of cyber attacks in America. I'm really disappointed by this. What does it look like to you from sort of, I don't want to say the outside looking in, but you're not as regular user. What are you seeing?
Well, there's just 2 points. Like, so looking at it, this is one story we hear about, and because they went public, they went to journalists to showcase what they've done. How many stories like this exist that have not been exposed? Maybe there's a bunch. Maybe there's dozens like this that people got access to it somehow, and we just never heard of it. These guys, they gotta go through their network logs to see what's going on and see if there's, you know, maybe a lot of people get access. Imagine if a North Korean actor got access to this Mythos preview, and yep, if Mythos preview can do exactly what they say it can do, and they could get access and create zero-day vulnerability attacks against Android users, Linux users, you name it, anything that's open source, they could do it. That'd be just problematic. Now, as for like a different point of view, you are a subscriber to this. You said you're a 4X, now it's a 5X thing.
I'm a 5X max user, and they may tell me that I have to either upgrade to 10X or go down to Pro at some point in the not distant future.
So hearing about this story and looking at the direction it's trending, and now that you have to wait 5 hours, are you still going to be a subscriber, a user of this? Are you still going to pay them the same amount of money you were paying last month? Or is it going to change your habits? If not, then this type of story probably just going to roll off the back of people that are actual users.
It roll off my back because I don't hit my token limit. I don't use code that often, but I will say that the little bit that I've used code, I could see how people hit their token limit pretty quickly. The frustrating thing, obviously, is that it's not because you're getting more capable outputs that you're hitting your token or because the model is working harder and delivering for you in a way that the old models didn't. It's in my experience so far, I'm using more of my allotted usage because I'm reprompting, I'm tweaking, I'm iterating. Whereas before I really didn't have to. which has been frustrating. I have to be honest. It's difficult for me to understand how it is that in an environment where everybody is focused on AI, where there seems to be an endless line of investors, and where high powered compute companies, like NVIDIA predominantly, obviously, if not solely, want to sell their highest grade GPUs to these companies, these guys opted not to buy any. And it's showing now. And I wonder if all this marketing is because they know that at some point over the next little while, the model is going to outpace the sort of physical compute that they have. And so they're starting to level set and shift expectations or try to. The thing is that you can't not subscribe to one of these services. So as we talked about before, is ChatGPT like 10x better than Claude? That I don't know. Now that I've used Claude for, you know, 6 months or whatever it's been, it knows sort of what my preferences are, right? It works around things that it knows about me and the podcasts we do or the videos we do. It knows my editing style. It knows all these things that make my life considerably easier. But the question is, how much longer will people be willing to use the subpar product? It's like that SpongeBob meme where one of the characters is looking out his bedroom window and two people are like outside his bedroom window having a party and he's not there. Twitter makes it easy to do that. I would love to know, as an aside, how much money these guys are pouring into Twitter tweets from quote unquote like AI influencers. My guess is it's quite a bit. I haven't seen anything like this in any other space over the years that we've been online. And it's pretty clear to me that a lot of this is probably not organic, but the stuff that is from people I trust starting to shift toward OpenAI. So all that to say, will I keep subscribing? For now, but I pay month by month. There's no contract, no commitment, and I can leave at any time, and I just may.
Is that typical of Anthropic's model?
Month by month?
Yeah.
Do they
offer a yearly subscription?
They offer month by month, and they actually, when they took the lead, what Anthropic did was try to convince people to leave by helping you bring your ChatGPT memory, I'm using air quotes there for people on audio, over to the new model. So if you had a bunch of stuff that you had taught it, there was a command you could use or something like that. I haven't like looked into it in detail because I didn't have to use it, but in future I may. And this command would bring over a lot of your preferences and things that it's picked up about you over the, you know, time you've been using it. Will OpenAI do the same thing? Do they already have one? I don't know. But we will know pretty quickly what the superior model is here, because like I said, you can't hide, especially in the world of LLMs, that you're the worst model when you have, you know, when you used to have the best marketing, and now it seems that your marketing is I don't want to say, insincere, but it's become a little more, the ice is thinner for these guys as far as like scare tactic marketing than it was a month ago, let's say. Yeah,
we'll know in a few months or even less than that if all this is just fabricated stuff, if the DOJ and other regulators...
They do nothing. Yeah,
exactly. If they just sit on their hands and you hear it's quiet on this front, it'd be abnormal for them not to do anything if this was indeed true. You would hear something. The contractor that would get nailed to the cross, and the people that were involved in this that leaked to Bloomberg the story, or not leaked, that showed off their skills to Bloomberg. Somebody's going to have to pay the price, and it's going to be a public execution once it happens.
Yeah.
So if this is just it's brushed under the rug and you don't hear anything about it, it's probably, yeah, it could be just a marketing ploy, or maybe they just really want to just hide this and they don't want to bring it to the forefront. Who the heck knows? I mean, in today's day and age, you never know. I mean, the Strait of Iran is closed one day, and then the Strait of America is open another day. So I don't know who to believe.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, watching, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast. Len, last week's video... 2 weeks ago, the OpenAI video we did on Mythos originally has about 1,100 views. Last week's has close to 7,000. We're definitely enjoying some popularity here. And I think it's in no small part thanks to the people who engage with the videos and the podcast. So make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, leave a like, all those good things. And if you want more stories, every week, Axis of Easy releases their newsletter and covers this and more, the latest and greatest in data breaching and over reaching. Until next week, friends. We'll see ya.
Take care.